Well, in the world of fashion, fur on the runway is still a staple, although somewhat controversial, but wild fur even more so. And until recently, wild fur has rarely made an appearance. But in Australia, we're home to what's known in the business as an exotic animal farming industry. And this season, kangaroo fur and crocodile leather are making an appearance in international haute couture. Think Louis Vuitton, Alexander Wang, Gucci shoes, really. But kangaroo fur's use can draw furious condemnation. Alex Gorman is the fashion editor at the Saturday Paper, and she joins me now. Welcome, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
So, kangaroo fur, is this really a thing? Give us some examples.
Well, the Gucci shoes that you mentioned are probably the biggest example of kangaroo fur in high fashion at the moment. They were absolutely everywhere during the spring-summer shows in Milan and Paris. They were kind of the it item to have. And just to give you an idea of what these shoes look like, they're very funny looking. They have great tufts of kangaroo fur spilling out the back of them. And this spillage actually kind of touches the ground. So you almost look like you're a Clydesdale horse.
Yeah, I've seen it's a bit like sort of a bit of a slick take on moccasins.
Yeah, to some extent it is. They're kind of slippers that you fold the backs down of as well. And one of the reasons why kangaroo fur is used for this is because it's really, really thin. It can be much thinner than a normal leather. So it achieves a very specific kind of loche look that Gucci were going for.
Okay. So why this demand for Australian animal products? I know you just said roofo is very thin and that's very appealing, but we're also seeing crocodile leather. Are we seen as exotic by international fashion houses?
Well, it's not just Australian animals that are sort of trending at the moment. It's all sorts of exotic animals. So there's a big boom in python skins as well. But for crocodile particularly, it's being used in very, very high-end luxury products. I'm talking handbags that cost upwards of $30,000 to $60,000 to $70,000 a pop. And now crocodile farms in Australia are actually quite often owned by Louis Vuitton or Hermès. They both own a few crocodile farms here.
Do they keep quite quiet about that? That's not really
yes,
on the radar, is
do.
It?
They kind of don't really talk about the fact that they have a process that's kind of called egg to handbag when it comes to the market for crocodile skins. But saltwater crocodiles in Australia tend to be quite large, and when you farm them properly, they tend to be quite blemish free. And so it's in the interests of big luxury houses to keep these crocodiles sort of within their confines, because it means that they can get much better prices for them than if they were relying on independent farmers. As for why they're so popular, they have a very unique look. Every crocodile has a different kind of composition of belly scales, like a fingerprint. So each individual handbag looks different without the fashion house having to change the process of it. And they're incredibly rare, and therefore they feel quite luxurious. So wearing an exotic animal skin is basically making a statement that's, I'm very, very rich.
Well, animal rights activists do get furious about the use, in particular of kangaroo fur. It was just a few years ago that Adidas, not usually mentioned in connection with high fashion, but anyway, Adidas manufactures very elite football boots, and they actually had to drop the use of kangaroo fur in their most elite product worn by stars like David Beckham, like Stevie Gerrard from the English Premier League. Are we going to see something similar happening with the Gucci shoes?
Well, kangaroo fur is actually banned in California. There was a stall on the ban that lasted a few years, but that ends at the end of this year. So those Gucci shoes are probably going to be a problem for sale in California next year, which means no celebrities wearing them, which means potentially that really puts a damper on what kangaroo can kind of do in the international sphere. If California won't sell your product, that's a big problem when it comes to high fashion. And the charge against selling kangaroo fur and kangaroo parts in general, including meat for eating, has been led by animal rights activists in the US. The thing about a lot of the animal rights activists that are leading these campaigns is that they're coming from the point of view of veganism. So from their point of view, killing and eating any animal is wrong. It's just that because kangaroos are quite charismatic animals, that's a much easier battle to win than, say, banning cows.
Now, tell me, are the concerns seen as justified around kangaroo fur, for instance, in the fashion world?
It depends on who you speak to. Veganism is quite popular in the fashion world. So if you think that killing animals is wrong, then yes, there are concerns. But from an ecological standpoint, particularly in Australia, kangaroo fur is actually significantly more sustainable than cows or sheep, because kangaroos require a lot less water to stay alive, and because they tread a lot more softly on the earth, so they don't contribute to the same extent as cows and sheep to erosion. So from an environmental point of view, a kangaroo is actually a better option for this country than a sheep would be. But at the same time, there are concerns around the culling of kangaroos, and particularly how they're dispatched. So it just really depends on the moral framework that you approach the world with, whether or not kangaroos are a problem.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see if we see any kangaroo on the catwalk down under here in Australia. But Alex Gorman, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Alex Gorman is the fashion editor at The Saturday Paper.